Welcome back to Horizons. As the bishop said, a great thing to do at Christmas is to give to charity and to try to give to those less fortunate. So I thought I'd speak with an expert on the matter. David Bottomer, welcome to Horizons.
Oh yeah, well, thank you for the opportunity. I volunteer with a charity called Action Lesotho, which is based here in Tralee. I'm actually the treasurer of the charity. Lesotho is a very small country in southern Africa, totally surrounded by South Africa. It's a mountainous country. It's called the Mountain Kingdom. The whole country is higher than Carrantool.
Oh, wow.
Yes, which of course means that it has a very short growing season for agriculture because it's so high and there are only a limited number of crops they can grow. It has very little resources other than the land. And the people are extremely poor and badly governed. We got involved, or Action Lesotho was founded, nearly 20 years ago by a man called Paul Hanrahan here in Tralee on the occasion of a visit to Tralee by the ambassador from Lesotho to Ireland, Menete Ramaili, a lady, a very impressive lady, who described the poverty of her country to such an extent that Paul was inspired to set up this charity. Initially, we started with just trying to raise interest in Kerry. And I should say there was some interest in Kerry already because Carr Savine had hosted the children from Lesotho for the Special Olympics in 2000, I think the year was. So there was a small cohort of people who were already familiar with Lesotho. Actually, it should be called Lesotho. That's how they pronounce it themselves, but it's spelt L-E-S-O-T-H-O. Paul got a lot of public interest from the County Council and Chamber of Commerce and all sorts of business people in Tralee to try and get the charity off the ground. And by 2006, they had their first operations in Lesotho and they sent out people to help build school rooms and a community centre, which is one of the centres that we run now. Since then, it has grown from very small beginnings to an organisation which we have 20 Lesotho employees in Lesotho. And we have about 25 volunteers in Ireland and a board of 9 volunteers. We do not have anybody paid a salary or any wages of any sort in Ireland. So every penny that's raised can go out to Lesotho. Except, of course, for things like insurance and audit, which are compulsory. At this stage, we're sending out to Lesotho about €180,000 a year, and probably another €7,000 or €8,000 a year is spent in Ireland on things like audit, insurance, printing, bank charges, those sort of things. I'm the treasurer, that's why I know all those figures.
I imagine it must be quite complicated because I know in a lot of charities, it's preferred that people just send money so that the charity workers on the ground can sort of buy what they need at the location. But if Lesotho has such a difficulty growing their own food, I imagine you need to send a lot of food specifically to them if they can't grow it in the area.
No, it wouldn't be economic to deliver food from this side of the world to that side of the world. So it is money that we send out there. But an awful lot of the food that is consumed in Lesotho is from South Africa. As I say, they're surrounded by South Africa. And South Africa is a big agricultural country. The part of Lesotho where we operate is what they'd almost call the lowlands. Even to us, it's a way above Carrantool. There are plains and they can grow crops. And the main crops would be maize or those sort of corn crops. But the economics of growing them are very unfavourable because South Africa government subsidises its agriculture, as with most governments in the world. But that doesn't happen in Lesotho. The government doesn't subsidise its farmers. It has nominal subsidy policies, but the money never seems to reach the farmers. So they can grow things and yet not make money out of them. So by and large, they grow only for their own consumption. We initially got into farming to help them come up with the best ways of growing the crops and of combating climate change. But we couldn't make it pay either. And there was no point in our encouraging them to continue to produce things that were losing money for them.
Yeah.
So now we concentrate on horticulture, where we produce a wide range of vegetables, crops and some fruit crops. And we have identified various ways in which they can protect the crops from the ravages of the uncertain climate. Particularly, would you believe, hailstones. They get the most enormous and ferocious hailstorms, which don't last long, but do enormous damage. They can demolish a total crop, no matter what it is, vegetables or corn, in literally a quarter of an hour. The hailstones are as big as golf balls.
Wow. Is that a new phenomenon due to the climate crisis, or has that always been happening there?
I don't know the answer to that question. It certainly has been happening most of the time we've been there. But I suspect it's relatively new. But being up in a very high altitude, it may be not unusual. On the horticulture side of things, we've only gone into horticulture in the last 6 years or so. But we have a very successful horticulture program. And one of the big things that we do is that we help householders who have no land to grow vegetables for themselves in sacks outside their front door. We call it sack gardening. And you can grow vegetables almost all year round by having an ordinary, reasonably big sack, fertilizer sack or something like that, filled with some form of soil and compost, with a drainage pipe going down through it. You can grow vegetables in the top of it or out through holes in the side of it. And we have found this an enormous help to families who often have no food at all in the house.
I've done that myself with potato bags, the grow-at-home potato bags. We will return to David Buttermer after this.
I'm Gráinne Quirk, and these are the upcoming events from around the diocese. The Pope's Intentions for December, for Pilgrims of Hope. Let us pray for migrants, refugees, and those affected by war, that their right to an education, which is necessary to build a better world, might always be respected. The Irish Catholic Bishops' Conference are delighted to be bringing you their digital Advent calendar again this year. Advent marks the beginning of the new calendar year for Christians. The digital Advent calendar offers a distinctive and spiritually enriching way to journey through this holy season. Based on the Jubilee year's theme of hope, the 2024 calendar offers prayers and resources designed to guide individuals, families, and faith communities to reflect on the hope that Christ brings to the world, while also preparing for the upcoming Holy Jubilee year in 2025. To access the calendar, please visit catholicbishops.ie. The Parish Choir Christmas Carol Service is on in the Castle Island Parish Church tonight at 7 p.m. The Room at the Inn Christmas Concert takes place in Fossa Church tonight at 7:30 p.m. The manger, the message and the meaning will be told through song, readings and images. The Memory Room along with Duo's Live Crib will open today after Mass. They would appreciate any old photographs to display in the Memory Room. These can be handed to Therese Cronin in the Village Duo. Photos will be scanned and the originals will be returned to you. Thank you for your support. Aunascall Senior Citizens and Friends Mass is on Monday at 12:30 p.m. in the Community Centre, followed by Christmas lunch and entertainment. All welcome. St. Joseph's National School are holding their carol service in St. Mary's Church, Ballyhaig, on Wednesday, 18th of December at 7 p.m. All welcome. Scolnaeof Erc Kilmoily presents the Christmas Nativity and Carol Service in Sacred Heart Church Kilmoily on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. All are welcome. Finally, thank you to the tireless workers and technicians of the electricity companies who go out in dangerous conditions to restore our power. We are grateful for your efforts. Veni, veni.
O Come Emmanuel by Paddy Tony Alonso. Qui gemit in exilio, privatus Dei filio, gaude.
Awake now, friends, the time is near. Soon the Lord of life will appear. Stay awake, prepare God's way. This is what the scriptures say.
Lesotho in South Africa after this final break.